It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Washington now, where the Republicans say, don't worry, when it comes to tax reform, we'll get it done.
We're doing this the right way. We're doing this regular order way. It takes time, but trust me, we're going to get this over the finish line.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan on Thursday on Capitol Hill. The GOP is desperately trying to get tax reform passed by Christmas to avoid a year with no major legislative victories. Well, a week after the House unveiled its plan, Senate Republicans have their own version, different, but with the same trillions at stake. Richard Rubin is here to explain it all for us. He's tax policy reporter for The Wall Street Journal on the Hill. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, Richard, the top lines here between the Senate and the House, what's different?
Okay, so the Senate delays the corporate tax rate cut till 2019. It doesn't repeal the estate tax. They go with 7 brackets instead of 4 and a slightly different top rate. There's really big differences on how they handle international taxes and the pass-through businesses like partnerships and S-corporations. And then there's dozens of smaller differences that are going to be scattered throughout the two bills. So directionally, they both want the same thing, but they've got different paths to get there.
Is it fair to say the Senate is kind of like tuning the dials in a different way than the House is, even though overall they kind of have the same program?
Yeah, I mean, generally, look, there's some big similarities. Both repeal the alternative minimum tax, both repeal personal exemptions, both nearly double the standard deduction, both cut the corporate rate. Those sort of core points are really all in the same direction, and that's the work that Republicans did over the course of the year to get to that general framework. But how they fill that in, they're really different. And some of the challenge is going to be the things that it will take to get the dials that it will take to get the bill through the Senate are different from the ones it takes to get through the House. And so even if both chambers are able to get something out, reconciling those two won't necessarily be quick and easy.
Well, look, the corporate lobbyists will have double duty in the House and Senate trying to get their way here. So much of this bill has to do with them. Let's talk about middle class folks for one moment. What about things like the mortgage interest deduction? How does that fare in the Senate? What people can write off when they own a home?
The Senate bill basically leaves that one alone, but there's a catch. So the Senate bill, because it nearly doubles the standard deduction, and unlike the House bill doesn't let you deduct any of your property taxes, fewer people are going to get over that new threshold, that new higher threshold, to be able to deduct any mortgage interest. So it's there, but it's sort of a shell of itself only for really high-income people who have lots of other deductions.
Meanwhile, Richard, the CBO came out with a report a day or two ago, $1.7 trillion onto the debt, the CBO said, a massive number for the Senate.
Yeah, and that's really not a concern for them in some ways. They've sort of accepted this idea, most of them, that this bill will, at least before you account for economic growth, increase budget deficits by more than a trillion. The challenge really is that they've got to comply with what's known here in Washington as the Byrd Rule, and that says that you can't increase deficits after the first 10 years. The Senate bill and the House bill, as far as we can tell, don't comply with that yet, and that's the key. Compliance with that is the key to being able to pass this with just Republican votes. So look for the Senate to sunset or set some provisions to expire and make some other changes so they can come in compliance and pass this thing without needing any Democrats.
Yeah, without getting any Democrats on board, which is going to be essential here. Senate version, House version, Richard, before we go, who's got the leverage here?
Everybody. I mean, that's the key thing. Republicans have slim majorities in both the House and the Senate, so each member has the ability to hold his or her vote out for, as a really key thing and say, look, I need this provision gone or need this provision in to be able to vote for this. So everybody's got leverage.
And with all the different levers that you're talking about, all the different dials that need to be tuned, Christmas sound realistic?
Maybe. Yeah, look for the House to pass soon. Yep.
They're going for it by Christmas. Richard Rubin covers taxes for The Wall Street Journal on the Hill. It's so complicated. Richard, thank you for boiling it down.